Hi, I'm Art Kaplan from the Division of Medical Ethics at NYU School of Medicine. A persistent problem in our society and in many other countries is sexual abuse by professionals, people in power, who are able to exploit their advantage, if you will, their power relationship, to gain access to people and then take advantage of them without their consent, or at least manipulate them into sexual activity, sexual contact. It's clearly a problem in medicine. Recently, within the past few months, the American Medical Association put out a very clear statement that it would have a no-tolerance policy for people at the AMA convention who might be involved in any form of sexual harassment, any form of unwanted sexual contact with anyone else at the meeting. And I think that's a good thing. It may be sad that in this day and age we have to remind people that that won't be tolerated, but nonetheless, the reminder was there, and ethically I think it's fine. The problem is, in medicine, as we've seen in the priesthood, as we've seen with professors, teachers, other groups, the military, those in authority still are prone to take advantage, some, when they can, and the field is not doing the job it should be of policing this kind of conduct. Specifically, what I'm saying is, we know that there's a small number of people who violate what should be an absolute sexual prohibition, that you can't have sexual contact with a patient. Just as a priest can't do that, or a professor shouldn't do that, or a commander in the military shouldn't do that. But you have to not just say, well, if I know that somebody did it, I'm going to pass them on to the next hospital or let them continue in practice. I served on a licensing board for a state many years ago, and we did see instances in which physicians had sexually abused a patient or sexually abused a family member and been reported. And we got into long discussions about whether it was right to either remove their license or to restore it if they'd undergone a therapy program. I'm going to take a hard line here. I think if you commit or convicted of a sexual violation, sexual abuse of a patient, you cannot practice. You lose your ability to have patient contact. There might be other positions and jobs that you could do, but you shouldn't have access to patients anymore. To me, it's a no-tolerance policy, not just at a convention, but in one's practice. And I know that's a tough line, because people obviously can make a mistake, make an error, but we simply cannot tolerate, any more than we can a priest molesting a child, or a commander in the army molesting a lower-ranking member of the armed services. You just can't have this and command or continue to get respect of the public and trust from your patients. Sometimes patients don't even understand whether the touching is appropriate or not. Sometimes they're afraid to go to the doctor to talk about somebody who might have abused them, thinking that the doctor may be in that role, can't be trusted, that people have licenses who did violate that prohibition. I think is not a good position for medicine to be in. And I think it's one that we should be making clear to all healthcare providers that it just can't be tolerated. So just as the AMA said, no tolerance at the meetings, I say no tolerance anywhere. I think we have to be tougher than we are on sexual misconduct in medicine. I'm Art Kaplan at the NYU School of Medicine. Thank you for watching.